with some breaking news on the health front this morning. HICWA have just published their latest inspection reports on monitoring in public acute hospitals, the Health Information and Quality Authority, and one of the hospitals that they were looking at was University Hospital Kerry. Inspections were carried out in September and October at UHK, Cork University Maternity Hospital and Talla University Hospital, and what they're saying for Kerry doesn't make pretty reading. HICWA found the hospital to be substantially compliant with two national standards, partially compliant with seven national standards, and non-compliant with five national standards assessed on the days of inspection. The hospital was substantially behind many other similar-sized hospitals in relation to its efforts to ensure compliance with national standards, although HICWA acknowledges the hospital management team was in transition at the time of inspection. There were significant deficits in governance and management arrangements, which impacted on the hospital's ability to effectively and promptly manage any increase in service demand. For emergency care in particular, HICWA found gross overcrowding of the emergency department, along with significant patient flow issues. The emergency department had a significant shortage of medical and nursing staff at the time of inspection. There were no formalised arrangements in place to ensure consultant oversight in the emergency department 24/7. That's very worrying, that finding. The emergency department also had a significant shortfall on the rostered complement of nursing staff. HICWA also found that there should be more responsive oversight and management of patient safety incidents and of the implementation of learnings and recommendations from incident reviews. HICWA was also concerned with the apparent delay in fully implementing the learning and recommendations from the look back of radiology services carried out in 2018. Remember that scandal? The potential for patient safety risk associated with this delay was of concern to HICWA. So that's 2018. That means they weren't on time and weren't timely with their response and their learning and implementation of recommendations from that particular disaster, which is very alarming. The systems and processes in place at the hospital to respond to complaints and concerns raised by patients and their families were not as effective as they should be in promptly and effectively resolving complaints and concerns. And HICWA went on to say in its statement, significant further work underpinned by effective leadership and support external to the hospital is required to progress service quality and safety at University Hospital Kerry and address many of the findings identified on this inspection. Following this inspection, HICWA has escalated its concerns regarding the findings to regional and national HSE management to ensure that necessary supports are provided at the hospital to address the issues identified. So that is the situation with regards to that. Not good, not great overall, even though they do kind of mitigate it a little bit by saying, look, management was in a state of transition when this was happening. But big problems in the emergency department, big problems with consultant oversight, big problems with nursing numbers, big problems with the speed at which complaints are dealt with and patient safety issues are dealt with at the hospital. We'll hope to have more for you on the pro news coming through of monitoring inspections in public acute hospitals. HICWA inspecting University Hospital Kerry on the 20th and the 21st of September of 2022 found that the hospital was partially compliant with seven national standards, non-compliant with five national standards, and substantially compliant with two national standards. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail, we have Sean Egan, Director of Healthcare Regulation with the Health Inspection Quality Authority, otherwise known as HICWA. Sean, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Gerry.
Now, you've published your results in relation to what you found in September. It was clear the hospital was under pressure in terms of demand. It was clear, as you make out, management was in transition, but you found several different issues, particularly around the emergency department.
That's correct, Gerry. So this was an announced inspection that, as you say, was conducted on the 20th and 21st of September last year. And we assessed a number of the national standards as they for better healthcare. It was an inspection not only of the emergency department, but of the wider hospital. And as part of this inspection, we found some quite concerning findings in relation to the approach to leadership, governance and management. And we found poor and ineffective management arrangements within the hospital. And notwithstanding the fact that the hospital was in transition from a management perspective. There are a number of positions at a senior leadership level that remained unfilled or filled on a temporary basis. We found issues that had impacts on patient care. The emergency department was overcrowded on the day of inspection. It was also understaffed, so it lacked necessary nursing staff. There were some deficits on medical side as well, and we had concerns around medical supervision by consultants out of hours, which we raised with the hospital to address following the inspection. In addition to the emergency department, we also found concerns in the wider hospital in relation to what we would reasonably expect to see based on our experience in other hospitals that are similar around implementation of the national standards. So we found issues in particular in relation to the responsiveness to learning from patient safety incidents that have occurred. So we found issues in terms of making sure that recommendations from relevant reports have been fully implemented to, I suppose, drive learning following on from inspection. So following on from the inspection and on foot of the concerns that we'd identified, we raised our concerns with the South South West Hospital Group management team. We also additionally raised concerns nationally within the HSC to support the hospital and the management team to address the findings that we've identified. We've since received a very comprehensive compliance plan back from the hospital, and we are working with the hospital to ensure that they properly implement this plan, and we will be following up to hold them to account to implement the commitments they've made to address the issues that we've identified on inspection.
How concerning is it then that there were findings here that showed the hospital has been, I suppose, there have been delays in learning from previous reports?
So I think the nature of patient care is that you will never have a situation where incidents don't happen. That the reality of healthcare is that things, even in the very, very best run services, can happen. But the important thing is that where things go wrong or where things are missed, that they're investigated and that there is learning that occurs. And what we've identified in Kerry is that the approach to investigating patient safety incidents wasn't as robust as it needs to be in some instances. And equally, we also found a situation whereby recommendations from reviews hadn't been fully closed out, as you would expect in a better run service. So if I give you an example, listeners will be familiar with the issues that emerged in radiology services in Kerry back in 2018. Obviously, there was a significant look back.
I was going to ask you about that you sure. Found that there was problems or issues with implementing recommendations or demonstrating that they've learned from that, the hospital, to improve that area.
That's correct. So I think there is obviously a heightened awareness of the potential for risk within that service, and the look back was triggered by a number of serious incidents at that time. We don't have any evidence that there's been a repeat of that, but crucially, in terms of the recommendations that were made as part of that review, there was an expectation that staffing levels at consultant radiologist level would be increased, and that there'd also be an improvement in relation to clinical oversight of the service through the appointment of a specialist manager who comes from a clinical background. And we found that there hadn't been the necessary movement on that, which is quite disappointing. So we escalated our concerns with the regional management team to seek to try and support the hospital more effectively in addressing those recommendations. And we've also raised our concerns nationally, and we continue to engage with the hospital and the group to ensure that those recommendations are properly closed out.
Yeah, there isn't any one particular reason for a lot of these failures, but is recruitment problems cropping up in a lot of these compliance areas?
I think in some instances it would be fair to say that there are issues with recruitment for some of the specialist and technical positions that we've identified. They're not entirely unique to Kerry. We obviously inspect all the hospitals in the country, and you know, staffing deficits are a challenge in many services, particularly services that are further away from urban centres, on the basis of available population to provide those services. I think the concerning issue for us in this inspection was that the fundamentals of management in terms of the arrangements for oversight of services, the closing out on recommendations, interventions, the addressing risk issues as they emerge, were not as advanced as we'd expect to see. And following on from this inspection, we've sought assurances from the hospital and hospital group to address the issues that we've identified so that services can be placed on a more sustainable and safe footing going forward.
Yeah, okay. Just on the area of the timings in the emergency department, the report found at 11 a.m. on the first day of inspection, the waiting time from registration to triage ranged from 5 minutes to 2 hours and 23 minutes. The average waiting time was around 40 minutes. Triage to medical review ranged from 3 minutes to 8 hours and 40 minutes. The average waiting time was 41 minutes. And then decision to admit an actual admission in an inpatient bed ranged from 14 hours to 95 hours. That tells its own story of a system under pressure.
It certainly does. And I think if you look at those numbers, the triage number is quite concerning because really, I suppose, that's the amount of time it takes to initially assess patients to work out how severely unwell they may be. And 2 hours, or in excess of 2 hours, is just too long. And we did raise concerns with the hospital to address that. And they put immediate measures in place to remedy that by increasing staffing in the triage station. Equally, if you look at the time it was taking to admit patients who needed an inpatient bed, the wait was up to 4 days, which is clearly unacceptable. For us, that identifies a system that may have issues in terms of capacity and also ability to discharge patients from the hospital to free up space for those who need to be cared, who await treatment in the emergency department. A system that was under pressure, but equally we found that a number of the management arrangements that we would expect to see in the hospital to address those issues weren't fully implemented to the level that we see in other hospitals. So there was work that...
Localised problems with management... management, yes. Procedures to make things better and make sure that they're acted on, these recommendations.
That's correct. Normally you'd expect to see what's known as an escalation plan, which at various different stages of overcrowding is enacted to bring in additional measures to address the overcrowding. Those arrangements are well established in hospitals across the country. We found in Kerry that they weren't well established. As an action from this inspection, we've ensured that those measures are now in place, but it was a concerning finding for us, and it did indicate to us that management arrangements were not as effective as they need to be to address what we found on the day of inspection.
Okay, Sean, can I ask you on the issue of delayed transfers and patient transfers? On the first day inspection, all inpatient beds in clinical areas were operational. However, there were 15 delayed transfers of care from the hospital, and for that year to date, the hospital lost over 4,300 bed days because of delayed transfers. That was a huge increase on the same period in 2021. Has that problem been fixed, or is it going to be addressed, do you think?
Well, I think that the issues that we're talking about here, a lot of this relates to the availability of alternate...
In the community, step-down beds and other facilities, and people being able to return home.
Care. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And it's not entirely unique to Kerry that this is an issue. Kerry, like a number of hospitals, provides care for a community which is above the average in terms of the age of patients who rely on care. And as a consequence, it's important that we look at this as a whole of system problem involving community services as well as the hospital. So emergency department overcrowding in many ways is a symptom of a wider problem across the system in both acute and community care. And I suppose what we're saying with this report is that if we want to address the emergency department overcrowding issues, there are management measures that local management can implement, but there is also a requirement to look at things in terms of capacity and the ability to ensure that patients are transferred to a more appropriate care setting in the community once their acute care in the hospital has been completed. We found that there was scope for improvement, and it requires a concerted effort both across the acute and community sector within the area to address the findings that we've identified.
On the positive side, finally, Sean, Hickwa said there was a culture of kindness, consideration and respect promoted at the hospital. Like, vulnerable and older patients at risk of falls were risk assessed. Management and staff promoted this culture of kindness and respect.
Absolutely, and I think it's important to highlight that staff were working in very difficult circumstances to provide the best care that they could. It was notable that the experience of patients once they got up to a ward was much better than that experienced in the emergency department, because the difference that was in place in terms of conditions. But I think the important thing to take home from this report is that there are things that the hospital themselves have within their gift to address to make things better for patients. There is a requirement to improve the approach to management within the hospital, and following on from this inspection, we will be holding the hospital and the HSC to account for implementation of the plans that they've committed to ensure that services are improved for patients.
Right. Listen, Sean, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us on the programme this morning. That's Sean Egan, Director of Healthcare Regulation with the Health Inspection Quality Authority.